Blog Talk Radio.
I just turned it off. Cut off. Good evening.
Come on.
Good evening. Loretta? Good evening.
Good evening.
How you doing?
About the same.
Okay. Good evening. Welcome to the Feminine Northern Honor of Me. We have a call of 9463.
Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty, okay.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yeah. Thirteen forty-seven. Can I get your name, please?
Sister Shirley.
Sister Shirley. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
On the tenth day of this 7 month, hold a sacred assembly. You must deny yourself and do not worship. That as an one lamb and seven male lamb, a year old, all without defect. With the bull, prepared a grain offering and 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, with the ram 2/10, and with each of the 7 lambs 1/10, including 1 male goat as a sin offering. In addition to the sin offering, your atonement and the regular burnt offering, with its grain offering, and their drink offering. Fast on the 15th day of the 7th month, hold a secret assembly to the Lord for 7 days. Present an offering made by fire as an aroma pleasing to the Lord. A burnt offering has been 13 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs, a year old, all without defeat. With each of the 13 bulls prepares a game offering of 3/10 of the ephah of the fine flour mixed with oil. With each of the 2 rams, 2/10, and with each of the 14 rams, 1/10, including 1 male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering, with its game offering and drink offering. On the 7th day, prepared 12 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs, a year old, all without defect. With the bull ram and the lamb, prepared their game offering and drink offering according to the number specified, including 1 male goat as the sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering with its game offering and their drink offering. On the third day, prepare 11 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs, a year old, all without defect. With the bull, ram, and the lamb, prepare their game offering and drink offering according to the number specified, including 1 male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering, with the game offering and drink offering. Okay, I read through Numbers 29 from 7 to 23.
Amen.
We are.
Amen.
Got a couple more callers. 6611.
Say it again, Hubert.
All right, thank you. Good evening.
Good evening. Good
evening. I have another caller, 7682.
7682. That's my number, 7682. I think it was a mean Hubert. I see that. Good evening.
Good evening.
Now we have the blessing of the line. We'll have to do a roll call. I got Hubert, Mom, Angela, Aunt Betty, Loretta, Sister Shirley, Aunt Carrie, and Aunt Dot. Did I miss anyone? Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
Rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Now we'll have the blessing of the line.
Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for waking us up to enjoy another day on this earth, specifically to glorify your name. It is a good day. We are united in prayer to praise and worship you. You are more than deserving because of your unfailing unconditional love. We are thankful that you are continually to forgive us for our sins. We thank you for just being our Father, caring and loving us no matter what. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Another line, Angela. We had another caller to call in. Caller 0768. Caller 0768. Can I get your name, please?
Auntie Marie.
Okay. All right.
Good evening.
Okay, we hope you all brought something to the table to share. We're here to start out with Mom. Anything you have to share?
Okay, I'm coming to Psalm 1 through 6, and the topic is the word is life. Have you ever met people who had every reason to be depressed and say, but who are particularly joyful and full of life? Their life seems to consist of an endless series of tragedies. Some of them are imprisoned in body ravaged by diseases and disorders, by by anger. Others endure family turmoil, emotion, economic hardship, or personal misfortune. Yet, in spite of the numerous reasons they have to feel discouraged, there seems to be a continual rising within them. They have learned how to survive. The secret of this automatic victory, living, is found in Psalm 1. A life of unfailing joy grows when we are rooted in life. In the meditation on the Word of God, Jesus said, I have spoken to you of spirit and be alive. In the Word of God, one can find renewed joy, renewed hope, renewed peace, renewed contentment, renewed strength, and renewed passion for life. God's Word is a deep well and a refreshing stream. The person whose life is clean, like a tree by this stream of water, shall be constantly revived and motivated, finding satisfaction in serving others. And the prayer said, Lord, grant that I be planted more deeply in your Word. May I be refreshed and nourished. My life will be fruitful, and that I may glorify you. Amen.
Thank you, Mom, for our song. Next, we'll go to Angela. Any good news you have to share today?
I just want to say some words of wisdom, some words to live by. Thank God for what you have. Trust God for what you need. Love is strengthened by working through conflicts together. We take for granted the things that we should be giving thanks for. For every minute you are angry with someone, you lose 60 seconds of happiness that you can never get back. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading out of words of wisdom.
There it is. I put it up. You done see it?
Ready.
It's Auntie Betty.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Auntie Betty.
I'm coming from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 1 through 6. Say, my child, never forget the thing that I have taught you. Mm-hmm. Know my commandment in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years, and your life will be satisfied. Never let loyalty or kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. There you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend upon your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Proverbs, Auntie Betty. Next, I go to Sister Shirley. You have any good news you like to share? Another family hour of prayer.
Yes. Yes, I will be coming from Psalms 27. I will read verses 1 through 6. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an enemy besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, that is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the days of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me right and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemy who surround me. At his tabernacle will I suffice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Amen.
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 But I'm reading out of Psalms. Now we have Auntie Terry. Do you have any good news you want to see in the group tonight?
Yes, I will read part of Psalm 26. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thou loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go with dismembered. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hand in innocence, so I will compass thy altar, O Lord, that I may publish with thee voices of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wonderful work. Lord, I have loved thou habitation of my house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with enemies, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hand is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribe. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in the even place. In the congregation I will bless the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Next we'll go to Auntie Doc. Any good news you had to share tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 37, 1 through 8. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the worker of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither at the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight for thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee desire of thy heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in this way, because of the man who bringeth wicked device to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks for that reading out of the psalm. Next, I go to Marie. You have any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Okay, I will be coming from Proverbs 11, chapter 1 at the 12th verse. A person with his neighbor, but a person with understanding keep quiet. A person who gossip can't keep secret, but a trustworthy person can keep a secret. Without leadership, a nation will be defeated, but when many people give advice, it will be safe. Whoever guaranteed to pay what somebody else owe will suffer. It is safe to avoid such promise. A kind woman is respected, but cruel men get wealth. A kind person is doing himself a favor, but a cruel person brings trouble on himself. An evil person really gains nothing from what he learns, but a good person will surely be rewarded. Those who are truly good will live, but those who chase after evil will die. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. You know, I become like the books of Acts 10, verse 37. You know what had happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached it, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went along doing good and healing all who was under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen. By us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead, he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed and as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins to his name's sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You went out of song out of Book of Acts. Now we'll go the time to go to the part of our show that's sick and chilling.
Sick and chilling.
All righty. Let's bow our heads. We ask you, Lord, to rebuke all infirmities, afflictions, inflammation, sickness, disease of any kind out of and away from us at this time. We curse any infection in the bodies of our family and friends and command them to die. And leave the bodies of our family and friends in the name of Jesus. We ask you now in the name of Jesus to release your holy healing, to release your healing virtue, your miracle virtue, into the bodies of our friends and family from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. We ask you to make them whole. Restore them the way you created them, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. For that prayer, Ezra, for the sick and the shed in. Now we go to our birthday. We have a birthday for this week.
Thank you. On February the 11th, we have Alexander Williams. February the 5th, we have Stacy Faith. And then on the 14th, we have Shirley Williams, Sylvia Ball, TJ, Sade, and Antoine. That's all that I have.
Okay, let me see if we can get to sing the birthday song there.
Are there any other birthdays that
I have? Any other birthdays? Okay. Auntie Betty, would you like to sing the birthday song today?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
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 Thanks for that song, Aunt Betty. And then we come to the point on the show where we like to share something out of our heart, a song, or poetry, or even more Bible verses. And we'll start with Auntie Carrie.
Yeah, I'm going to read from Jude. All glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with his great joy into his glorious presence without a thing of fault. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time, and in the present, and beyond all times. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Aunt Carrie, out of the Book of Jude. Auntie Marie, do you have any good news you like to share? Poem, poetry, a song? Auntie Marie.
Who?
Auntie Marie.
Oh, pass.
Okay. Auntie Marie, do you have a song or a song or a poetry or more God verse you'd like to share with us after the show?
Who you call?
Auntie Dot.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm going to read Luke 7, chapter 17, 11 through 19. Jesus healed 10 men with leprosy. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into the village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourself to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, Well, not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Had no one returned to give praise to God except this foreign? When he said to him, "Raise and go, your faith had made you well." Amen.
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 Thank you, me and God, out of the Book of Luke. Next, we'll go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share? Praise or a song?
Yes, I'm coming from the Book of Habakkuk 3. Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord. Renew them in our day, in our time, and make them known. In wrath, remember my mercy. God came from Teman, the Holy One, from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and his praise filled the earth. His splendor was like the sunrise. Rays flashed from his hand, where his power was hidden. Plague went before him. Pestilence followed his step. He stood and shook the earth. He looked and made the nations tremble. The ancient mountain crumbled, and the age-old hill collapsed. His ways are eternal. I saw the tents of Cushim in distress, the dwellings of Midian in anger. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Sister Sheila, out of the book of Habakkuk. Okay, next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share this hand of a song or poetry?
Yeah, I'm going to try to sing a song.
Amen.
Amen.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. We're blind, but now I see. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me, and he's been good, and he's been good, and he's been good to me. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that song, Auntie Betty. Now we will go to Angela. Any good news you want to share that song? A poem or poetry?
I'm going to read a response for you. Remember when I was watching the TV in the background. Can I turn it down? Thank you. We will remember your deeds, O Lord. Yes, we will remember your miracles of long ago. They are constantly in our thoughts. We cannot stop thinking about them. Your principles have been the music of our life throughout the years of our pilgrimage. We will rejoice and be glad in your loving kindness because you have seen our affliction. Yes, Lord, you have known the troubles of our soul. You have not given us over into the hand of the enemy. You have set our feet in a large place. Mama, you can't whisper. You have not given us over to the land of the enemy. You have put our feet in a large place. You lifted us out of a pit of despair, out of the nightmare. You set our feet on solid ground and steadied us as we walked along. We will praise you, O Lord, with all our heart. We will tell all your wonders. We will be glad and rejoice in you. We will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Amen.
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 Amen. Next we have Mom. Any good news?
Yeah.
Mom or poetry?
I'm coming out of Isaiah 12. I will praise you, O Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away and you have comforted me. Surely, Lord, surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the well of salvation. In that day, you will say, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. And proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he hath done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, peace of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel among you. Amen.
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 Thank you for reading the Mom out of Isaiah. Okay. Does anyone else have a praise report or a poem of poetry? You ain't seen anything like that at this time?
I don't have a crazy problem. I'm asking for prayer for my son, Freddie Williams. He had a pneumonia.
Oh. Amen, oh. Amen.
All right.
Or he at home?
He's home.
Okay. Okay, and you also want to pray for Loretta. Hope she get her strength back.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Right, well, we'll pray for Freddie Williams and Loretta Stone and include them into our prayer list, our sick call list. And now we'll come forth with our closing prayer.
God knows what he's doing, and he can, and we can trust in God. Don't give God some praise. He's worthy of our praise. He's greatly to be praised. Never forget what God has done for you, how good God has been to you. God knows what he's doing, and we can trust in him. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm. All right, that concludes our family hour prayer for tonight. Another family hour prayer. I'd like to thank you all for participating, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Okay?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Next week.
Repetitive, you can make it go away. All you have to do is say.